Blog Talk Radio.
Clearly, I am not a fat ass. I am.
Hit your ass on the celly, cause I ain't got time to be arguing with your ass if you ain't really ready. Girl, why you never ready? For as long as you took, you better look like Halle Berry or Beyonce. Shit, then we getting married. I brought sand to the beach, cause my beach is better. You can keep the beach, cause that beach, whatever. Started out at the Derby, ended up at One Oak. Oak. Left the house with 100 grand, ended up then broke. Don't get mad at me, I'm buying bucket after bucket. When it's gone, I'm like, fuck it, I replace it with another one. Can't take this money, but you're burning shit up like I'm richer. Niggas acting as the oven on.
Good evening, and welcome to the Friday Nightcap with Taylor Danes, Imaj Ade, and Thomas Carter. Hi, Thomas, how are you?
I'm all right, and yourself?
I am pretty darn good for this Friday evening. Tonight I'm giving you and Brian some leeway. And Taylor should be in a little bit. But, yeah, you guys are going to have some guy talk and answer some of these questions these ladies have for you all. I'll get Brian on the phone line as well. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm cooling. How y'all doing?
Good. Y'all met before. Thomas was here the last time you were here. So that when we had the men take over before, and it was interesting. I'm glad that you guys are still hanging out with us and supporting. Brian, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang out with this little old group of us.
No problem. Of course, you know, I got to give it up for Chasing Dreams Entertainment, www.chasingdreamsent.com. So go check us out.
As always, supportive of Chasing Dreams Entertainment, we shall. So, guys, I know the ladies have put some questions out there. So, Thomas, you ready for this?
Yeah, you got no choice but to be.
Yeah. I'm an open book tonight.
You have always a choice. Everybody always has a choice in life. Remember that. So, this is going to be fun. I am going to just kind of hang out on the, I'll be here. I'll be hanging out in the chat room. So if anybody wants to join us in the chat room, just make sure you click on the link. And I'll be there as well. And if you are wanting to speak to anyone tonight, just hit the number one and you'll be placed into the queue. I'll see you and I'll get you on the phone line. So, guys, what's the first question? I want to know. Because I don't know. I think I know, but I don't know.
Well, Brian, I'm gonna let you go ahead and run through a question or two. Anything that may have crossed your mind.
Okay. So this is just an open forum right now.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
You can definitely kind of talk about whatever you like right now.
Okay. Well, I know it's a burning question for the women of why men straddle the fence and or why men wait so long to settle down. First, I would like to say you have to, as a woman, you have to know what type of man that you are talking to. This is just my personal opinion. So, fellas, I'm not speaking for the entire people. Because you know how some people be like, oh, man, that ain't me. But, you know, I ain't throwing no shade on nobody. But, you know, me personally, from what I observe, there are basically different type of men. You have men out there who were somebody at some point in their life who were wilding out, for example, like myself, a 17-year-old kid leaving the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, going down to Charlotte, North Carolina. I went to a predominantly white high school and then going to a predominantly black high school. You can put two and two together and see how that came out. So pretty much I was wilding out. So you have those who wild out at one point in time in their life and now are saying later on in their life, I've been there, I've done that, that's owed to me. I'm ready for longevity, I'm ready for stability. Then you have those dudes who were nobodies, let's just call it how it is. They were nobodies, they were lames, they pretty much didn't get any attention, and now they have something going for them, whether, you know, they got flashing money, cars, whatever, and now they're getting a lot of play. So they don't know how to handle that, and they out there now in their later years wilding out, you know. And then you just got the dude who honestly, you know, excuse my language, who really just don't give a fuck. You know, he just, you know, jumping from one woman to one woman because it's like, I'm women are beautiful. I'm going to do what I do. I'm not going to settle down. So that's step one. You have to figure out what dude you are associating yourself with. And then once you figure that out, then you take the necessary steps to learn that dude and figure out if this the person that I want to see myself with. And is this the person that I can see myself with in the future? Now, when I say that, I mean you have to take a step back and really listen to what that man is saying, because a real man is going to tell you what you're getting yourself into up front, point blank, period. This is who I am. Respect it, leave it, or accept it. You got three choices. After that, it's on you as a woman to decide, okay, am I going to deal with it? Can I deal with it? Or am I just going to respect it and we be friends? See, way I feel about it, we're too old. And I'm talking about 80s babies, 70s babies. You know, if you're 25 and up, you're getting too old. Because time, the thing about time is precious. Time doesn't wait for nobody. And time, you don't have time to be wasting. You see what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, once you figure out who he is, what he's about, if he has ambition, if he has drive, if he has goals, then that's when you take it a step further and ask yourself, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the line, will I be able to stand him as a person? Now, that's just my take on it. You know, if I'm pretty sure there are different opinions about it, but that's just what I see and what I've witnessed in my life. See, my life, I wilded out, did what I had to do, and now it's to the point where it's like I'm ready to settle down. You know, having hoes ain't what's up no more. And at the end of the day, as a woman, the way you carry yourself, a lot of real men are looking at that. Because a lot of real men have something going for themselves. They're either in a CEO position or working to get to that position or, you know, climbing the ladder in their individual field that they're in. So when you're dealing with a man like that, he's pretty much not going to say a lot 9 times out of 10. He's just going to sit back and observe your moves, what you say, and what you do. Because as a man, we're thinking, can she not only hold it down and be that quote-unquote ride or die chick, but out in public, can she be an extension of me? Because when I'm not around, she represents me. When she's not around, I represent her. So that straddling the fence goes both ways from male and females, but from the male point of view, you just got to realize what type of man you got. And then also on the flip side, you have to know when you have a boy trying to impersonate a man. And that's all I got to say about that.
You definitely touched on a lot of positive points over there, bro. And also, people also have to understand that person's background, not just the man or female, but that person's background in general, plays a major part into how they deal with people. Because, like Brian said, at one point in time, he may have been the person who had nothing at all, and he was just, nobody played, gave him any time, nobody gave him any play. But then, all of a sudden, he came up on a few different things. You know, where at one point in time, when he was younger, he was the one that was trying to find someone to settle down with. But all the women kept turning him down because he wasn't appealing to them. And then all of a sudden, now that he is appealing to them, it's a retribution effect to a certain degree. Because now he's taking that out on some of those same women who did the same things to him. So at that point in time, you also got to understand what kind of a man that is at that point in time. And sometimes it's not all men that do it, but in the most cases, with someone like that, yeah, more than likely they're not going to calm down until later on in their life to the point where they're actually done playing the silly games to a certain degree, you know. And also want to say, you know, some people who actually aren't in the best position, you know, can be a good dude, can be a real man. But other situations, you know, crazy baby moms, you know, you might have went to jail, you might have did something along those lines where it doesn't appeal to a woman. And the next thing you know, she's not trying to deal with you simply because of that. You know, so your past can play a lot into who you are and what you will be. But don't let that be the deciding factor overall. Because a lot of people will definitely take what you say about who you were in the past into consideration when you're thinking about being someone or being with someone for it in the long run.
Understandably so, but also I want to add to that, what a lot of people fail to realize, a past is a past. You can't go back there. You can't change it. All that, it pretty much, all that matters is what you're doing now to prepare for tomorrow. And if that man is not doing anything now to prepare for tomorrow, for example, if a woman asks a man, what are your future goals? What are your future ambitions? Where do you see yourself in 2 to 3 years? And he answers it. Then you ask him, where do you see yourself 5 to 8 years? 8 to 10 years. If he can answer that, that's he's good money. That's the type of man you want to associate yourself, whether it's friends, whether it's a relationship, what have you. But that's a dude going in the right direction, in my opinion. The ones who, you know, want to do this, but not really doing that, you just got to disconnect yourself.
Well, if that's the case, then, I mean, ultimately at the end of the day, that's like providing no hope for anybody else who may have, you know, found them someone who made them want to change in their life. You know what I'm saying? Where you met a guy who was out in these streets, or they was out there doing you know, drugs or X, Y, and Z, and they came across somebody that made them want to straighten up, right? They may not have had that 2 to 3 year plan. They may not have had that 5 to 8 year plan. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I look at it in a different view. Like, oh, okay, yeah, hey, look, it's always great to have a plan, but sometimes that plan don't formulate until you find someone that makes you want to do it. Because some people don't have the willpower to do it on their own. But when they find themselves that one person that can make them want to change, that's nothing to say. It's not anything negative to say in the aspect of, oh, okay, hey, this person didn't have a plan. They just needed the right catalyst to put that plan into action.
True, and that just all goes back to the type of man that you're dealing with.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. The type of man that you may be dealing with may not be the idealistic man. You know what I'm saying? Because some men don't have that 2 to 3 year plan. Some men don't even have a 6 month plan. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes things happen in their life that brings that change about. You know, you'll never say, oh, okay, yeah, hey, at this age, I'm going to go and find God, or at this age, I'm going to go and find me a good woman, or this, that, and the third, because nobody knows that time frame. You know, I'm a person who's really big. I understand the importance of time, because time is precious, but I also feel as though you cannot dictate what you're going to do within that time, because nobody knows exactly when these things in which you want to happen will happen. Because that 2 to 3 year plan that you may have had may fast forward into a 6 month to 1 year plan because you found someone who was on the same path as you, who made you want to do better. Or it could be that it takes a little bit longer to achieve that plan. You know, yeah, you can have a plan all you want to, but it's when that plan actually gets set into motion. Are you going to be willing to stick with it? You know, that's the character of a man. That's the character of a man, in my opinion. At the end of the day, are you going to be able to deal with everything that comes along with it? Because anybody can have a plan, but it's are you willing to stick with it that really matters? And know when to concede and know when to keep pushing.
I am loving this dialogue. I do have a question, though, about the whole back and forth thing. Why is it that sometimes we get into this place of in a relationship, but then we get that back and forth, like, you may love me on Monday, you can't stand me on Tuesday, Wednesday, it's just kind of flatlined, and then Thursday you claim you miss me, and then it's like a cycle. Why does that cycle happen? Because that tends to confuse women, because you don't know what's coming or going, and it's not necessarily us, it's you all who are doing the back and forth.
I mean, don't get me wrong, women do it too, you know, but...
Yes, I do it too. I'm not saying that
you
don't.
Yeah,
but
yeah, so... Me personally, and this is just me opening up right now, I can articulate with that because I'm a runner. And this means that I'm a perfectionist, so to speak. I know that nobody walking this earth is 100% right. Nobody walking this earth is 100% perfect. Only the man above, you know, is 100% perfect. But the way I was raised, going back to what he said, it's all about the way you were raised. I was raised to be damn near perfect. So going back to your question, me personally, I'm a runner, you know. So the slightest thing can mess it up. For example, if I text you, I can text you good morning, Texas, all day, every day, no problem. I can text you, good morning, have a good day, text you in the afternoon, how's your day going, hope it's going well, text you at night, good night, you know, or pick up the phone during a break or something like that, and we have a conversation. I can do that all day, every day, no problem. But with me, if it's not reciprocated, then I'm falling back. See, with me, it is, I can give you everything that you want, no problem. But if it's not reciprocated, then I'm going to fall back on you and let you do you. You see what I'm saying? And the other side of that with me, it is, if you have a personality trait that I don't like, and it goes into me thinking of, can I deal with this for a certain amount of time? And if that answer is no, I'm going to fall back. So for me to answer that question, every man is different. You know, every man going to have their things that make them fall back and, you know, that they seen a woman that they don't like or what have you. But for me speaking, the fastest way to get me to fall back and run away from something is you doing one of those two things. And that's just me.
Well, I'm a bit different. Like I do buy big on the reciprocation of things. But I'm also a person, because me, I'm naturally a dominant person. My personality is naturally dominant in a relationship aspect. I'm naturally dominant even when I'm around certain friends of mine. So, you know, I'm more so like, oh, hey, surprise me with different things. You know, don't be afraid to step up to the plate when the time is called for, even when it's not called for.
Right. Because I'm spontaneous.
Spontaneousness is a great thing for me. I appreciate it. So at the end of the day, if I tell you that I like certain things, please don't make it a special kind of occasion just for you to do it. You know, I don't, you know, like if we're just hanging out and you know that I like certain things, just go and do it. I'm not going to sit up there and just be like, oh, well, I wonder if I should get this for her and then go ask that woman. No. If I know that you like something, I'm going to get it. But most, you know, the women in which I've come across have not stepped up into that aspect. And when they do, it's usually at that point where it's like, oh, you waited too long to try and get to this point. I'll work with you to try and bring myself back. But, you know, you've already passed that point where I'm like, all right, you still haven't understood that I don't require much. Me, I'm a simple guy. You know, I was always raised, you know, to do things for myself. I cook for myself. I clean for myself. You know, I make my own money. I do everything that I'm supposed to do. So I do not require that from a woman. The only thing that I require from a woman is really her companionship. That's what I require from her. Because at the end of the day, I can cook for myself. I can wash my own damn clothes. I can wash my own ass. I can do everything underneath the sun that I need to provide for myself. You get what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know, what I require from her is companionship. It's easy to get sex. Sex comes easily. Sex is not a hard thing to do. Right. It's not a hard thing to achieve in this day and age. So women trying to hold that sex thing over my head is not an issue for me. Because me, I'm the kind of person, you can't hold down on me, because me, I'll just masturbate and go play Call of Duty or listen to music and just ignore the fuck out of you.
Can I add to that? Like, for real. Yo, a lot of women get it. They have a problem with that sex thing. Like, oh, I'm going to hold out 60 days, 90 days, or we did it too soon, or we didn't do it soon enough. Look. Everybody are adults. We're adults here. If it's going to happen, it's going to happen. That's just the gist of it. You know, if it's the time is right, a woman, this is what I believe, and my sisters have taught me this very well. A woman knows if she's going to give you something the first 10 seconds that she meets you, probably even sooner. It's on us as men to mess that up. So that sex thing, holding it over the head, like he said, I can go masturbate and you can go over there and look stupid.
But you know what? Like, it also depends on that woman too, because if she don't have no interest in you, if she don't have no initial interest in you, that 10 second shit flies out the window. That's another thing that I've learned. Because like I run a page on Facebook where like I talk with different women and they tell me a bunch of different things. If that woman don't have no interest in you from that first initial contact, where she might have just thought you was a cool person to talk to, that 10-second rule don't even fucking matter.
Oh, yeah, they're going to put you in the friend zone real quick.
Right, that's right. And at that point in time, we've already understood this. You know, we understand this. We as men understand it, but it still doesn't stop us from trying. Yeah,
some men don't.
No. All men understand. They just choose to ignore it. There's a difference. They just choose to ignore it. You see, they see the signs, but they choose to ignore those signs. They choose to ignore it, even though it's plain as day. You know, men, we see a lot of shit, and we'll sit up there and we'll be like, if it's not directly directed at us, then we literally won't pay it any fucking mind. That's how most men are. We will not pay it any fucking mind at all, which is the reason why subtle fucking hints don't work with most men. Obvious hints don't work with most men. Women need to understand that and just tell us what the fuck it is. Like, I watched a fucking clip. I watched a clip on Facebook where this woman had, she had called this guy and asked this guy if he wanted her to come over. Now, me, I'm looking at the clip like, yeah, this is a bunch of bullshit, because, like, he's saying it doesn't really matter if you come over. You can come over.
Yeah, I've seen that clip.
So you know what I'm talking about. So, like, he's sitting up there. They're going back and forth, and she's like, oh, well, why? Just say what it is that you want. And he's telling her, but she wants to hear something different. And that's what I mean by those little subtle hints, those obvious hints. That shit don't fucking work. Listen, it is what it is. If you say what it is, guess what? He has no choice but to respect it at that point in time. It don't mean he's going to fucking like it, but it means that he has to respect it at that point in time. It's the difference where a lot of people get it messed up. Just because you say something don't mean a person got to like it.
Right. And also, this is to all the fellas listening out there. Oh, my God, I cannot stress this enough. If you want to know if that woman is that into you, she will show it. Example, if you get a random nasty picture, I'm not saying nasty to the point she doing some trifling stuff. I'm talking about, like, lingerie picture with some pumps on, or is she showing you more than that? If you don't get that, nine times out of ten, partner, she ain't checking for you. And this goes out to, you know, the lesbian gay community as well, you know, because this is real. This is really real, you know what I'm know if that person is into you, if y'all talking, y'all taking it to that level. If she don't show you something, like he said, it's different signs. And me, I'm a Leo, August 3rd, Leo to the T. If you look up Leo, 9 times out of 10, that's my picture right next to it, 10 times out of 10. But I'm really big on little signs. So if you not sending me that and we done crossed the threshold of after we talking, we really about some serious shit, if you don't send me that, then something is wrong. But if you do send me that, I already know what's up.
See, I look at it in a different light, dude. Like, I'm more so like, all right, because I've come across all types of women. You know, I've come across church girls. I've come across the freaks who were actually freaks, the pseudo-freaks who put on the front like they was freaks, but they really wasn't. You know, and that whole, like, the picture thing is a good example. But let me tell you an even better one. Like, you pretty much can tell if that woman is into you if you say little things about other women and she instantly catches fucking attitude. Even if it's the smallest little thing with an attitude, yes, it do. Yes, it do, because
I
most
know
women...
It doesn't, because she could be cool as
no,
shit,
listen,
and...
Listen. No, because...
Oh, Let him finish his point.
I'll let him finish, and also we got a caller
because
on the line,
times,
so go ahead and finish it.
Right. Most times, when a woman sees you as a friend, she won't get upset. She won't even really make a big fuss about anything that you do pertaining to other women. But when she feels some kind of way about you, mentioning other women becomes sort of a taboo to a certain degree. Because you can tell, even if you have female friends, if your friend it has feelings for you, they care for you, guess what? They're going to feel some kind of way about certain things. Oh, I don't like that bitch. Or, I don't like her because of X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying? Because it doesn't apply to all women, but it applies to most women, because most women who want someone do not want anyone else to have that.
And that's true, in my opinion, that's true to a certain extent. I know we got to get to the caller, but let me say something on that. You have some women out there, and I have dealt with them personally, when you walking out in public, you see a girl with a fat ass, we both going to look like, damn, she got a fat ass. Yeah, baby, she do got a fat ass.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Yes. I'm not talking about like that. I'm talking about like, oh, okay, yeah, you and her, y'all having a conversation, and it's more so like, well, I'm getting ready to head out with X, Y, and Z. And then I'll probably end up with this one woman. You get what I'm saying? Because most times, like me, if I'm going to be hanging out with another woman where I'm going to be dealing with her in a certain kind of way, I'll make it known, like, okay, yeah, well, hey, this is that. You get what I'm saying? Like, if I'm going to be fucking with this woman, I'm going to be fucking with her. If not, it's just going to be a hangout session. We're just going to go somewhere and just chill. Then it will be just that. But you can gauge her response at that point in time. Because if she's just like, oh, okay, well, yeah, you go ahead and you hang out, this, that, and the third, ain't no big deal. More than likely, she looks at you in a way of like, oh, okay, hey, you cool, but you're not really my cup of tea. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know, whereas if she really wants you in that degree, her response is going to be like, okay. Well, you have fun. You go ahead.
The women I'm attracted to are the ones where, me personally, this is just how I roll. If there's a shindig going on and I want to go to it, I'm asking you, or not asking you, I'm telling you, this is going on this particular day, make plans. If something comes up on that particular day and then you say, look, I can't go, nope. Then I'm going to say, well, I don't want to go by myself. So either A, you going to put on clothes, or B, we all not going to go as a group. And group meaning I'm me, you, we represent each other, we are one. We are, you know, a nucleus. So if you're not feeling up to it, I'm not feeling up to it. And that's when I'm talking about that reciprocation, because there's going to be times where she might want to go out, it's a group event, and I'm not feeling up to it. But then there's our other women who expect you to take time out and ask. I'm not an asking person. That's just me.
Well, I can understand that. I can understand that. But it also goes into the aspect of that person and their personality. Because some people, like yourself, they don't ask, but other people do. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it's more so like, oh, okay. Like we both basically saying the same thing. We on the same coin, just on different sides.
Right.
So like I'm looking at it because you see it as, hey, if they doing one thing, you know, then it comes to be, you know, okay, yeah, y'all get ready, hit past that threshold, so to speak. Me, I'm like, you send me a picture, I send you a picture, you know, where I've come across someone who just likes to send pictures because they appreciate their body the same way that I would do.
That's what Instagram you know. For.
Some women are private in that. Some women are private in that aspect.
I'm just commenting on the fact that you said some women just like their body. That's understandable. If you like your body that much, that's what they created Instagram for. You don't need to be sending me that. Go ahead and send the whole world that.
So I have Taylor in to the freaking phone line because all this testosterone is messing up my estrogen. I don't know. Hey, Taylor.
Hi, everyone. Hello, hello, hello.
How you doing? Welcome.
Amaj.
My, oh, my.
Did you fuss out Taylor?
Yes. Yeah.
First of all,
okay,
me,
so
sir.
Yes, she did get a nasty gram for me and asked, where you at, little black girl? Yes, I'm...
See, we're starting this already. Not only that, but I was having baby issues earlier, so I couldn't get on the phone. So don't do that. Don't do that.
I was just asking a question.
You know, don't do that. You know what?
Yes, that's y'all know how I feel about being party. Y'all know that.
So
we're going to mess up the groove right now? That's what y'all telling me? We about to mess up the groove?
Yeah.
Listen, before we get really real, I need a question. I got a question. So, you feel like you have that ideal lady in front of you. She is everything that you could possibly ever want out of life. I mean, point blank period, everything. How is it that she gets passed by so much other stuff? Like, we need to understand that because we're doing everything that you're wanting us to do, you know. Instead of you really masturbating and playing Call of Duty, she's unmanaged somehow to get down on her knees and you ain't playing Call of Duty, no dang on attention.
Right. I understand exactly what you're asking. Mm. At the end of the day, there's a word, just one word, timing. Timing. Timing is everything. For example, I had the most awesome woman. I'm talking about everything from A to Z. Everything. And it was crazy. For example, I'm the type of person where if we're in a restaurant and we're not getting served properly, I'm about to say something, but if you hop the gun and say what I'm about to say, I like that. That means we're on the same page. That means we can tag team. That means you already playing bad cop, so I'm playing good cop. So we can work them. Now, with that being said, if that particular man at that point is not ready to embrace her, it doesn't matter if God planted you there for him. Only time is going to make that man realize that you were the one for him. And then once he realized that, baby, you already gone to another person. You already moved on with your life. So that's when I say about timing. When a man is, when a woman, women are already ready before men. That's their maturity level. We all know, well, I believe scientifically proven that men mature later than women. I believe that. But at the end of the day, though, if you ready, he's not ready, that's like, you know, apples and oranges right there. It's not going to hit him that he has a good woman until later on down the line and he's ready, and then he can't find that ideal woman, and then he sits back and think like, damn, I done fucked up. Every man walking this earth, I don't care who you are, had that moment where, damn, I done fucked up. That's why I say timing is everything. And the flip side to that, y'all can be perfect for each other. He can be ready. The woman can be ready. But if the timing is not there, y'all not going to have anything. That's just me.
Okay.
Well, listen, timing is important. But also, with that, y'all could be perfect for one another, but that discord that happens when y'all get into an argument can definitely cause problems. And that's where a lot of people fail to realize, because sometimes when you don't address certain issues, like little small, minute issues that you didn't think was a really big fucking deal, but end up being a really big fucking deal later on, that shit can fuck up that perfect moment that you guys have. You know, there are a couple phases when you enter into relationships. You know, you have that initial when y'all meet each other phase, then you go into the puppy love phase, and then, you know, next thing you know, now you're hitting reality. You're hitting reality. And perfect is a matter of perception. It is a matter of perception at the end of the day. Because at the end of the day, what you may consider perfect may not actually be that itself. Because I've had some perfect women, but we just didn't get along in the aspect of, hey, I'm too stubborn. I know that I'm too stubborn. You're stubborn as well. So at the end of the day, we could have worked on being in a relationship, but because we're too stubborn, at the end of the day, we're just going to call it quits. You know, little minute issues will cause a major issue in the long run. Because things that don't get spoken on can bring up all those, hey, oh, I didn't like this, but I'm going to address it later, and it never gets addressed. That's why when I deal with women, I tell them to be totally honest with me. Because at the end of the day, I can respect you saying that you have a problem with little small stuff. Because I know some small stuff can lead to bigger things. So that's why I ask and I tell women, hey, tell me these things in advance so that way it don't boil over and be a fucking problem later on. Because all those little issues that you might have overlooked when y'all were in that puppy dog infatuation stage come to a head. And like you said, timing is everything. Timing is everything. And once y'all get to that point where y'all realize the timing isn't right, that's when that waiting game comes into play. That's when that back and forth comes into play. The timing just isn't right. Or it could be y'all just had a really good time frame, and some people are only meant to be in your life for a short amount of time.
Well, you better say that shit. You better say that shit. You better say that. Repeat that. Please.
Some people are really only in your life for a certain amount of time.
I don't think they heard you. Say it one more time for me.
This is for those who may not have heard me, and I really want you to hear me. I want you to listen and listen good. Some people are in your life only for a short amount of time. It's to teach you to embrace the moments in which you already share. Most people don't pay attention to the fact that you have to embrace the fucking moments that you have instead of planning and pushing forward into a future in which you don't really know exists.
Wow.
So why not take that moment to just realize, yo, this is fucking great. Let me just fucking enjoy this.
Wow. A lot of people,
and this is men and women, they literally go into relationships once they find someone who they really like and they really want to be with, and they no longer look at today. They only look at tomorrow, next month, next year, the next 5 years. Yeah, you can have a plan. It's great to have a fucking plan about something in which you really feel strongly about. But don't let that plan be your only sight of things. Don't let that be your only view of things. Because you're going to fucking lose. You're going to fucking lose on every fucking thing. It's great to see the big picture, but it's even better to recognize what's going on directly in fucking front of you.
Right. And let me say this, and please, everybody listen up. For real, this is real shit right here, what I'm about to say. Realize this, what he just said. People are only in your life, some people are only in your life for a season. Once you realize that, and then you cross over to that relationship shit, listen to what I'm about to say. Some men, ladies, are only in your life to prepare you for that next ideal man.
So,
I got to say that again.
No. Uh-uh. Fellas, listen to me.
Exactly. I'm coming back with it. Fellas.
Bring that back around, bro.
I'm going to bring it back. Fellas, some of these women are only in your life to prepare you for that ideal woman. Once you made it up in your mind that person, whether it's male, female, that person is not ideal for you once you have made it up in your mind. Stop wasting time with that person. Let them go. Walk off. You already know what you're not going to tolerate. So when the next person come along, that means your standards just increase a little bit. That person, see this, I'm a firm believer in this. God put people in your life for either reasons, lessons, you know what I'm saying, or to leave footprints on your heart. If they not leaving footprints on your heart, then they fall into the two latter categories. So know who you have in your life. Know who you facing when you going out on a date. Know who you talking to on the late night. Because if you do not know, and I'm telling you this from experience, if you do not know, you are going to look back on your life and say, I've wasted 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, and God pray that it's not five or longer with a motherfucker who ain't shit.
See, that's the thing, though, right, bro? Because you have to understand it.
Oh, dang.
You have to understand it. You gotta look at everything as a lesson. It's no longer about how much time you spent with that person. It's what you learned with that person. I had a discussion with two women one day, who put an emphasis on the time frame in which, if you're in a committed relationship and y'all love each other and y'all want to get married, how long should it take for y'all to get married? And the one thing that they kept doing was putting an emphasis on an average time frame. But the time frame, even though time is important, makes no difference if during that time frame you're not learning. You're not doing anything to further your relationship.
Right. See, but to me, wasted time is like wasted money. I don't like it.
Right, but guess what? No matter what you do in life, you can't look at it as time wasted, because even at one point in time, even if it was just for one fucking millisecond, one micro fucking second, that was something in which you wanted to do.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
You get what I'm saying? So use that as a lesson to be learned, because ultimately, at the end of the day, that's what it's for.
Of course. You know, every person, you know, got that. You learn something. If it didn't work out, you learn something from.
Right.
But what I'm addressing is, you know, we started this conversation about, we started the show about men straddling a fence. You know, I'm talking about everybody who's in a situation right now, and I know people like this, everybody knows someone like this, who is with that person who really ain't shit, who's really not for them, but next thing you know, you are with that person for 5 years.
Longer than that. Oh, sorry.
You see what I'm saying?
Sorry.
But
no, I get,
now you're with that person for 5 years, but yeah, your little ass want to go over here and test the waters, but still hang on to that person.
No.
When God has already showed you the sign to cut the cord, or whoever you believe in. You know, some people don't believe in God. I believe in God. You know what I'm saying? But there are signs. I believe in atmospheric signs. You know what I'm saying? There are atmospheric signs that show you to cut the cord with that worthless motherfucker. But yet you still hold on to that person thinking one thing and one thing only. That motherfucker might change. No, baby. No. No, bro. Ladies, no. Men, no. They're not going to change.
Bruh. I see you feel really strongly about this one, so I'm not.
Oh, I do.
I'm not
oh,
gonna
I do.
Go,
I do.
Yeah,
I do. Because I hear
go,
this
I'm
shit
go
all the time, bruh. I hear this shit all the time, and I'm talking to people all the time because I'm working. You know, shout out to Tanisha Britt. We're working on this this documentary about, you know, women's perspective on men, and that has came up a lot. It really has. And I'm sitting back, I'm taken by that because you as a woman have wasted 3, 4, 5, maybe longer years of your life, probably got 1, 2, 3, 4 kids with this dude, or probably, you know, don't have kids. But yet you wasted time expecting. After you try to help them, you expect that person to change, and they haven't. But yet you continue to wake up beside that person. But yet you continue to feed that person. But yet you continue to call that person and still tiptoe your little ass outside your house to kiss on somebody else that's better than that person.
You see, but now let me go on back. Let me bring it back around to you, bro. Because at this point in time, just because you might see the signs, you know, the signs may be in the air for that person. But if that change ain't happening within them, if they don't recognize it, this is part of their lesson. You get what I'm saying? This is part of their lesson at that point in time. Because ultimately, at the end of the day, they still needed time to recognize certain signs. Because they can be gung-ho, they can be in love with this person, and that person can be the worst person for them. And it takes for everything underneath the sun to happen. Like, I had a woman who dealt with me for years, years, and I was not the best person for her, but she loved me dearly. I mean, she loved me dearly. She taught me a lot, and I taught her a lot. But ultimately, at the end of the day, the signs, they were there. But it was a lesson to be learned at that point in time for both of us. That at that moment, we weren't ready to give it up because at that point in time, some people are too damn vulnerable to give up. And it takes for them to break.
I feel you, bro. I'm sorry to cut you off, but a wise man once told me this. You already know that you're about to get up from the table. Once you decide to get up from the table, that's when you need to know what are you walking away from that's on that table.
Just because you're getting up from the table don't mean you absolutely know exactly what you're getting up from. Because some people get up from the table prematurely and end up missing out on the greatest thing of all.
Well,
that's why I say it takes for some things to break down. It takes for people to be very vulnerable and to gain that strength back to actually get up from that table.
You know, I like what you said earlier. You know, we on the same side, you know, just in a different room. We in the same house, we just in different rooms. That's all it is. We got a question or something? Anybody calling in?
Well, y'all have just been talking and running off at the mouth. Jeez, Louise.
I mean, somebody got to hear this because this is real. This is real. You know, you got two intelligent, intellectual young men who are gifted, you know, dropping knowledge, and there's a lot of women out here who really don't get that knowledge or who has that knowledge but scared to act on it. So, you know, I'm just saying, you know.
So I did have a question, but you answered it before I could even ask it. And then not only did you answer it, but you put a lot in perspective for me. which was insane, because usually I pretty much am focused on, you know, what I think, and I just go from there. But you guys gave me a lot of perspective just now. And I wish that, I don't know what, Brian, I don't know what's going on, but I know that you need to stay out of my text message conversation, because everything that you were saying was relating to my text message conversation, and it made me feel some type of way. It did. I'm not going to lie. It made me feel some type of way. Because as I'm having this conversation and I'm reading what's being said and I'm listening and I'm like, is he in the middle of this conversation? Like, I felt like I was talking to you.
I mean, that's that atmospheric stuff right there. That's that atmospheric stuff that I believe in. Some people just need to hear it, man, you know, and one thing that I told Amaz tonight, I'm coming on here, no holds bar, you know, opening up, letting people hear my life, you know, and we just going to set the tone and go from there, because there are a lot of women out there and a lot of men. Also, you know, I'm a firm believer in love. I am a hopeless romantic. Love does not come in shades, colors, sex. If you are man on man, woman on woman, man on woman, threesomes, whatever you're doing, you know, in your household, and y'all in love, that's y'all shit. But at the end of the day, people need to recognize what love is and what love isn't.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we got any questions, any callers? Because I'm going to keep this going, because I got some stuff
I
need to get off my chest.
We have callers on the – I see people are on the line, but they haven't pressed one to say that they want to talk. If you all want to talk, you just have to press the number one, and it'll put you into queue, and I'll be able to bring you in. I'm going to be real honest, because I was a little leery. And Taylor knows this, because I was like, girl, the last time we did this,
I think the phrase that Paige was turn up, that's how that night was. That night was a turn up.
But see, you got to understand, you know what I'm saying, with time, people mature, you know what I'm saying, people grow. You know, at that point in time, that was a turn-up night. We all had fun. But this right here, I really take this serious. You know what I'm saying? This, the matters of the heart are really serious, because there are some people who are out there getting played who are good people, great people. I'm talking about fucking excellent people who are getting played because they don't know who they have in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this. I'm not a saint by no means. I'm not no fucking Steve Harvey who's trying to fucking make money off this shit, all of that shit. Nah, I'm not no relationship expert. I'm speaking from the shit I've been through. You know what I'm saying? Yes, I've hurt women. I hurt women to the T. To the fucking T. But I also have women that hurt me. And with me growing up and maturing and being the age that I am, and I have seen a lot through my lifespan of being homeless, living out my car, you know, my sister, you know, hollering at me, yo, come stay with me, all of that other shit, blah, blah, blah. I have seen a lot. But one thing I cannot stand is somebody, regardless of if you are a man or a woman, regardless of what your relationship preference is, I cannot stand the simple fact of you not being brave enough to leave a motherfucker alone and finding yourself and finding what you want in life. And also, I can't stand a motherfucker who plays games and tell and show themselves 8, 9, 10 months down the line. Those first 6 months, you can't get back. You cannot get that back. It's a lot of people out here saying, if I knew what I knew now, if I knew what I knew then,
what?
You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers don't show who the fuck they are when you meet them. What harm does it do to tell a motherfucker who you are. Yes, I'm stubborn. Yes, I'm a Leo. Yes, I'm dominant. Yes, I'm about my money. Yes, I'm about my business. If you cannot handle that, get the fuck on.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that then. So she or he says, this is what I am. Press it out there on the table. Point blank, period. This is what I am. Then all of a sudden, it's like somebody's pulling back from that. I showed you who I am. I'm showing you that I can understand what you're doing and what you're going through. But why can't you understand that I'm here, I'm being loyal to you, and still get that push off? You know what I'm saying? So
I understand this, and I'm gonna let my brother right here address this. This is how I feel about that. Don't ask for something if you ain't ready to receive it. And I'm gonna pass it. That's all I got to say on that issue.
Well, it ain't really much to say. I mean, you got to look at it. I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, one, if you know that I'm about certain things and you choose to stick around for that,
you can't complain.
Right, you can't complain. You can't complain about it, no way, shape, or form. It is what it is. You know, like I had this discussion a couple weeks ago, like maybe 2 weeks ago, and I'm still in the same mind frame. Hey, listen, this person might have started their business, and they really focused on getting it off the ground. Now, if you choose to be involved in with this person, you have to accept what comes with it. Will it mean less time with that person? Fuck yeah. Will it mean lonely nights? Fuck yeah. Will it mean time frames in which you really want to talk to this person, but they can't talk because they're busy chasing after the dreams in which they want to achieve?
Say that shit!
Fucking yeah. Like, people have to understand that, all right, hey, look, we understand that a person may want to be there for you. We understand that, but they also have to understand that the main goal is to achieve what we already have in store. It's not to say, oh, okay, yeah, hey, we're not interested in pursuing anything with you, but you came at a point in our life where the timing, listen to me when I say it, when the timing,
boy, you better say that one more time.
When the timing is not suitable for it, because people forget that timing plays a major factor in what you do with your life.
And also, let me piggyback on my brother. See, now we in the same room right now. We watching the same channel. As a woman, if you say you got a man that's about his grind, that's doing his thing, who sees into the future, see, very, very, it's rare that a man can see himself 5 years from now, 10 years from now, and he knows what he wants to do, he knows where he wants to be. A lot of people don't get that vision. A lot of people are still trying to travel, and I'm not knocking them, because once you get that vision, it's awesome. It's awesome. But do not sit here and say, I understand your grind, baby. As a woman, don't sit here and tell me you understand my grind, you understand what I'm going through, because when the shit hits the fan and you calling me and I'm telling you I'm grinding, I'm pulling an all-nighter, I'm getting ready for this meeting, I'm doing this, and you huffing and puffing, I already told you what you was getting yourself into. Don't ask for something if you're not ready to accept it. On the flip side, if you know that your man plays video games every time he comes home, That's his relaxation to get away from whatever the fuck he had to deal with out there in the world. You know he comes home and play NBA 2K, Madden 2018, Call of Duty 55, whatever it is he playing. You know he do that every time he come home for 2-3 hours. Do not be up in his face talking about, so we're not going to chill tonight? Whenever you get that side-eye look from a man, that's when you know you done fucked up, because that dude already done told you what you getting yourself into. He showed you what you getting yourself into, but now you got complaints?
And that goes back into what I said, bro. They're not paying attention to exactly what's going on directly in front of them. They only see the future instead of what's directly in front of them.
And then my thing also, bro, this is another thing that I really have, like, I really do not like. There are a lot of men out here who lives by a mantra, I'm one of them, who says this every day. Grind now, shine later. But if you got it, flaunt it. Flaunting means going on trips, getting out the country, going on cruises, you know, things that's within your means of enjoyment of life. My issue is this, simply plain as day. If he wants to get the Turks and Caicos in 5 years, don't rush him and tell him he should get the Turks and Caicos next month. That's not in his plan. You can't rush a man's plan. And a lot of women don't understand that. A lot of women and a lot of men are living for right now. Living for right now is cool because tomorrow is not promised. But like you said earlier, bruh, you never know how your plan is going to go. So that's why I said if you have it, grind in between your means and shine in between your means. But know that the ultimate goal is for us to be chilling on the private side of Turks and Caicos where we can do whatever the fuck we want with whatever fuck we money we want and all of that.
I'm with you, bro. I'm with you. Ultimately, at the end of the day, everybody just needs to have the perspective in check.
Exactly.
That's what it all boils down to.
And I encourage ladies and men out there on the late night, they show this on the late night, on HGTV. If you got the channel, turn on to it. It's on basic cable too now. So, you know, whatever cable you got, turn to it on the late night. They got a show called specifically Island Hunters. Now, that's a spinoff of House Hunters. You know, when people go out and look for their houses, they got an option to choose between three. They got Island Hunters.
I'm raising my hand just a second. I'm sorry. I hate to cut you off really quick, but it's HGTV, not HDTV.
No, I said HGTV. Stick with me, baby. Stick with me. I said HGTV.
That was my fault, because I said, what, HD? Okay.
No, HGTV. So you got to stick with me. You're worrying about the words that's coming out of my mouth instead of the message behind my words. So, now, let me say this again. HGTV, G as in George, okay? So, HGTV, Island Hunters. All of those women on there are picky now about the island that they want to be on for the simple fact of one thing and one thing only. When they first met that dude, he told him his grind. He said, this is what I want to accomplish. This is what I want to be in life, and by damn it, I'm going to get it. She stuck by that dude and accepted it from A to Z, and now it's her turn. The reward is greater in the end if you can just go with the flow and accept what you ask for. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Well, bro,
if that's what you asked for.
Let me tell you. Like, at the end of the day, you know, when people ask for certain things, they got a time frame in mind. And that time frame is not always in accordance with everyone else. And that's where the discord comes in. You get what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you might say, oh, I'm on my grind. I'm trying to get my business established. Whereas you have some people who are willing to take that back seat to a certain degree and be around and to help provide when, you know, things come along. But you have some people who look at it like, oh, okay, you got your business started. You're doing pretty good. Now, where's mine at?
No, don't say that, though. Let's go to the call. We got any callers because they're going to have to let that sit on that one, bro. They're going to have to let that sit on that one. They don't hear you, bro. They don't hear you, bro. They are not. See, there's a difference between hearing and listening. They ain't even crossed the threshold of hearing you right now.
Well, listen, I got a few things that need to be addressed because there were a few things that, you know, I had lined up for tonight as far as, you know, topics of discussion. You know, I didn't know if there were any more callers.
No, they haven't pressed one to talk to us. So,
all right. Well, I'm gonna go ahead and address them. I'm gonna address a few things.
Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
All right. Now, Church. Some of this may seem trivial. Maybe some of it may seem, you know, real informative. But one of the things that was asked on my page was, you know, why do men lie and cheat? Now, men lie. In some cases, some men lie because they can. There's no other reason. For those men, they lie because they can. They lie because they know that you will believe it. Even if they know that you're going to have some sort of doubt, they will do it just because they know that they can convince you into believing it, even if you still doubt it in the long run. Now, some men will lie to protect that woman. Now, women don't want to hear that. The first thing that they're going to say is, tell me the truth. But women don't realize that a man, a real man's job is to protect his woman. It's to protect his woman, regardless of whether it's from himself or the rest of the world. That's his job. So if by any means he can protect your feelings, he can protect your well-being, he will. And women choose.
That's what the whole baby boy thing. Like, a lot of you protect your feelings.
But listen, guess what? You might not like it. You might not like it, but guess what?
He's telling the truth.
He's telling
the truth because I used to be like that. That used to be my line. Like, I'm a lie to protect your feelings. Like, for real. Like, and that's real shit.
But you know what? And I sat there and I read the Steve Harvey book. I read the Steve Harvey book, Provide, Protect, and Profess. I won't necessarily agree with the whole profess thing, but I agree with provide and protect. Provide a safe environment for the woman in which you're with. Protect her from all means of harm.
I feel
women,
you.
Women do not want to accept that. The New Age women, anyway. the new age women, where they want to say, oh no, tell me the truth, I can take it. No.
They can't take it. I understand what you're saying.
Okay, no. I have a question. Now that Lisa,
can I piggyback on that? Can I give my two cents? You said this man takeover, right?
Go ahead and piggyback because I need to understand
This is another instance where we in the same house, but not necessarily in the same room. But mm-hmm. I can relate because I used to do that, and my sister Paige told me. It works both sides. You can't expect a woman and you can't want and yearn for a woman to speak truth to you and you not speaking truth to her. You can't walk around saying, I'm going to keep it 100 and you only keeping it 50. You see what I'm saying? So with me now, I'm at a point in my life where I don't care how much it hurts you. You can cry all night. I don't give a fuck. At the end of the day, as long as I told you a truth, you asked me a question, I told you the truth, that's on you on how you going to react to it. Because at the end of the day, like they say, and this is how I feel personally, 100,000, I would rather you comfort me with the truth than to try to comfort me with a lie.
Thank you.
And the worst thing to me personally, bruh, is when you know a motherfucker is lying and they continue to try to prove the point that they are telling the truth. When you sit there and you know that they're lying through the teeth. For example, if everybody in the community is calling you a crackhead, you cannot be running around talking about you not smoking crack. Hello.
Thank you. Because you just really kind of just read my mind because I was trying to figure out, if you don't tell me the truth, it's going to be ugly. Because if I find out something different, you're going to wish you had told me the truth. And so, yeah, don't lie to protect my feelings. What the fuck? Who the hell?
I'm looking on my own. Right. And I'm looking on the chat, and Bella say, I can help the truth, but I can't fix a lie. And that's strong words right there, because if either party on either side say this is the truth, this is what's up, maybe we can fix it, maybe we can't. But at least it's out there in the open. At least we can think about on both sides, well, she told me the truth, can we grow? Or how do we communicate effectively so this won't happen again?
Right.
I want to ask everybody a question. I want to ask everybody a question. Do you keep it absolutely 100% with every person you meet? I mean 100% the absolute truth.
Absolutely. I have to. I have no choice because my word is my word, and I don't do well with lies. So I definitely am not going to tell a lie to someone and expect them not to lie to me. No, I'm not going to do it. If I give you my truth, that's my truth at the end of the day. I don't have time to play
right.
games with nobody's kids.
Right. So what I'm asking Bella
said
you
is, do as well.
What I'm asking you is this, right? However your words come out, however your words may come to you in your mind, do you speak it the same way that it comes out in words?
Nah, because tone, I've learned and I'm still learning that my tone is everything. And a lot of relationships out there end not because we had a miscommunication. It's about the tone of the miscommunication. See, we both can be mad at each other. We both can say we're not going to sleep mad at each other, living in the same household. But if my tone is at a 100, your tone is at a 2, eventually that 2 is going to rise to a 300. And then my tone from a 200 going to go to a 1,000. See, one thing about Leos and me specifically, I can't let you get the last word. That's just me. That's petty as fuck. I know it. But I can't let you get the last word. It's just, nigga, I'm going to say the last word, and what my word is golden, because I got a thing where I don't want to be in the bed laying next to you, and I think of some shit to say, and I wake up looking at your ass like, damn, I should have said that shit when I had the chance. Shit. But that's just me. That's just me. That's just me. I know a lot of people feel that way, but that's just me being real. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but at the end of the day, it's a lot of tone. It's the tone in what you said, because I guarantee you, if you have a miscommunication with somebody and you bring it down to a 2 and you say, okay, well, if this would have went this way, or if we could have talked about it this way, or if how about this, and your tone is at a 2, I guarantee you that person, unless they a ratchet motherfucker, that person will come down, and then you will resolve a lot of conflicts that you have.
Okay. Well, we do have a caller. Hey, that caller.
Well, I
caller,
just
are you
say,
there?
No, I haven't put her on yet.
I just want to say one thing.
Go on, Thomas.
Regardless, tone aside, that's why I asked that question, because we as people tend to realize that, oh, well, if I say it this way, it won't be as harsh sounding. That's not you saying the absolute truth. You know what I'm saying? It's not coming out how you intended it to be. You sat there and you thought about it. Thought about it, you made it sound good so that way it didn't come out in the worst possible way. That's not being 100%. Because if you were being a 100% at that point in time, you telling it just like it is, you telling it however it comes to you, you're not going to care whether or not it comes across negatively or positively.
I can't agree with that, because there are different ways to say fuck you. I'm just saying. There are different ways,
but guess what? Tone aside, anyone who's able to understand you will get that. You get what I'm saying? Because you can tell me fuck you in many different ways, and I can view what it is that you're saying and still react in the same way.
We in the same house, bruh. We in the same house.
Okay, I'll call her, hung up. She sent me a message. She said y'all was talking to the other day much. And then she hung up.
The caller hung up?
Yeah, she hung up. She sent me a message. She said, listen, I had something to say. I need to say it. And then she couldn't say it no more. Taylor. Yeah, Taylor.
Hey. Hold on. We got, I see this on the chat. I just got to address this right quick. The chat say some people you can yell at and get the point across, and some people you have to talk to like a 3-year-old, and some just get the natural tone. So anybody want to touch on that?
You know what? You go on, Taylor, and then I'll tell my example.
I wanted to answer Thomas's question. It's in the sense that you were saying about how if I have something I need to say to somebody, then I don't keep it 100 with people, because I know that 95% of the time what I want to say is not always the appropriate thing to say. Again, like, there's 18 different ways like Brian said, there's so many ways to tell somebody fuck you, but as a person that's maturing and growing and wanting to be in a healthy relationship with someone else, I am working on
even though I feel this type of way, I'm not going to fly off the handle. I'm going to address it in a better way.
She's trying to take the Imaz approach. That's what we're calling it.
Yes, yes. I'm trying to get in touch with my inner Imaz and say, well, look, I don't like what you're doing right now, but I'm not going to take it to Team 1-800-CUT-A-BITCH. But I need you to stop doing this. Because usually I fly off the handle. Like, if I don't like it, I'm going to tell you off top. Like, I don't like it, and if you keep doing it, I'm just going to fly off the handle because you already know I don't like it. Whereas, though, now I am trying to find a better way to get you to understand so we don't have to keep going through the same thing. So if that to you means that I don't keep it 100, then that's what it is. But I try my best with everyone to take the most mature approach when saying what I have to say to people. Unfortunately, it doesn't always pan out that way, that people, they just keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing, and it's still like it gets to the point where, you know, you want that. Because that's all you understand. You don't understand anything else. Like, I could tell you, like, look, I'm not going to keep doing this with you, and I'm done with the conversation or whatever the case may be, but you still, like, you still egging. Like, you still trying to push.
And that goes back to knowing what type of person you're dealing with. You see what I'm saying? If you say, look, it's over, it's not that serious, and, for example, you walk into another room, and that person follows you, see, that's an immaturity level. That's all that is. That's immaturity. You know, I've been there where a woman, I say, look, it's over. You know, when I lived down in Charlotte, North Carolina, and I had a two-bedroom, and everybody know my other bedroom was a game room. So I would go in the game room, turn on Madden, and I'm in my own zone right now. It's over. It's over. You said something to hurt me. I said something to hurt you. We're not getting nothing accomplished right now. So let's everybody calm down. And when we come back to a good, decent level off of the pissivity level that we're on, you know, we can both reconvene and talk about this. But then you have some who will follow you into that room and continue that conversation. That's when you need to know what type of person you're dealing with. Because if it's that type of person, you don't need to be dealing with them because nothing is going to get accomplished. So back to, you know, that keeping 100, I try as best as I can. I know I'm not perfect. I fall short. But I try as best as I can to keep it 100. If they don't like what I say, I can't help that. As long as I know what I say is genuine in my heart, you know what I'm saying? I got an atomical heart on my chest to remind me every day, stay true to thyself and be real. You know what I'm saying? So if I fall short of that, you know, I might be like, damn, I got to hit them back up and you know, yo, for real, this is really what I meant to say. But even though it didn't come across that, this is what I meant to say. Now, my problem is, this is just me. My problem, and this is me being open, I wait too long to say that. Because my tone might come off, you know, even though I'm keeping it 100 with you, my tone might come off like really genuinely, yo, fuck you. Like, for real, fuck you. And you might come across like, oh, damn, you know, that's fucked up. Like your whole world might be shattered. But then a couple weeks later, I'm like, yo, look, that fuck you really didn't need to go to 1,000. It was really at 2. And I could have said it better than fuck you. The fuck you was the meaning, but I could have said it better. If that makes sense.
Yeah, that's where I'm at now. Even with this whole long text message argument thing I'm going through right now, I was done.
Yo, Can I address that? Can I address that? Can I please, please, if men, women, whoever is listening out there, you cannot solve your problems through text messages. Pick up the phone. Call.
I need
to hear your voice. Let's work this out. You cannot get anything. I know technology is moving rapidly, but you cannot get anything solved through text message. Nothing. Because a text.
I can agree.
A text to me is like art, like a piece of artwork. Three people can look at that piece of artwork and get three different opinions about what that artwork means. You can send me a text, and I can get an opinion, a different opinion than what you're trying to tell me. You might not put it in all caps to say you yelling at me, but you might put an exclamation mark behind the sentence, and I'd be like, yo, who the fuck you yelling at? And then, oh, I'm not yelling, but you put an exclamation part behind that shit. Like, what the hell?
They were just excited.
You know what I'm saying?
And,
like,
and
text message doesn't solve anything.
I can say I've been there. I've lived that. Definitely have had misunderstandings through a text message because it's like, and then seeing where people have gone months without talking to each other to say just because a text message was misconstrued.
Right, right. And I fall in that category. I fall in that category. That's why, you know, I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say that. Because that shit don't solve shit. I can go too, because I'm stubborn. I am stubborn, people. I am.
And people don't work well together sometimes.
They don't. And I can go 2 months with, motherfucker, I'm not hitting you up. You better hit me up. You know, and we're going to roll like that. But I have missed out on some of the most beautiful things in life. You know what I'm saying? With that mind mentality. I know it ain't going to change overnight, but it's changing. And when I say I have missed out on the most beautiful things in life off that, that's real. And that's from the heart. Just off a level of me being so stubborn to not deaden a situation, not picking up the phone and working it out, or not talking about it in a low-level tone. And just being my tone on 1,000, my level is on 1,000 and just running with it. And then next thing you know, it's like you said something that you know, words you can never take back. Never. Once they leave your mouth, once they hit your tongue, once it's out in the atmosphere, you can never take it back. But I have missed out on some of the most beautiful things off that shit. Taylor, pick up the phone. Call.
See, here's the thing. But I'm gonna let you know exactly what's going on. It's not something that I did. The issue is that this person has 1,000 things going on in their outside life, and they don't displace anger and feelings well. So if they're pissed at the dude down the street, they're pissed at everybody. So it's just, it has nothing to do with me. Whatever's going on outside of me is an issue. So he's projecting that onto me. And I'm trying to explain to him that shit ain't my fault. I ain't had nothing to do with it. If you want to talk about it, you have to wait till I get off of the show and then we can talk about it. And it just escalated from there, because then it turned into, well, you don't never give a fuck about nothing. What are you talking about? I don't even know what the fuck is the matter with you from date.
Right, I feel you.
The first text message I got was, I'm sick of your shit. I didn't even speak to you today. What shit are you talking about?
Now, Now on that,
ain't nobody got time for that.
On that, I'm gonna let my brother address that, but I'm gonna touch that. Just two comments on that. Then I'm gonna let my brother address that. One, it goes back to you have to know what type of person you're dealing with. See, that particular person is, I don't want to call him selfish because I don't know him, but the qualities that he's putting off is a selfish quality. Everybody on this earth has their own shit that they got to deal with. But as a man, you want your woman to be there for you. There is no other comforting experience than a woman rub your woman, the woman who you see a future with, the mother of your kids. We walk down the aisle. Fuck hoes. Hoes ain't what's up no more. These side bitches ain't what's up no more. But that woman rubbing you on the back and saying these simple words, baby, it's going to be okay. We are going to get through this. That means everything to a real dude. But to me, what you're saying, those are selfish qualities. I don't know him personally, but what I hear are selfish qualities to the point where, yes, you're going through something, but you already know what I have going on right now. I can't get to you now, but I can get to you when I can. Now, my brother, go ahead and speak on that.
Ain't no need for me to speak, bro. Continue on.
And then this is the kicker. You're going to laugh at this. This ain't even my dude. We not even dating. We ain't doing nothing. This not even my dude. What are you projecting onto me for?
Girl, that text message would have got ignored and said, denied. What?
Can I ask you from a women's perspective, though? And this is just a question. I'm not even going to address it to the women. I'm going to address it to the whole forum. Why do you entertain something that doesn't need to be entertained?
That was my question.
And I think I just said it. Why are you entertaining that crap? Like, no one has, you don't have to talk to that. Like, if it ain't got nothing to do with you, then ignore it.
See, here's
you
the thing,
a good
though.
Day. They got to I feature under- on my new fancy phone.
Oh, my goodness, with that daggone dog.
I'm going to be real with you, and I just saw this clip of, you know, Jay-Z talking, you know what I'm saying, and he was doing an interview, and he said, a lot of people say things, and he don't respond to what they say, and a lot of people feel like he's uppity, or he's this, or he's that, but really, he just don't want to respond to dumb shit.
And you ain't got to.
I have too much going on in my life to respond to dumb shit.
And there, I think the comment of the night is dumb shit. Like, you know, so, Taylor, you don't have to entertain somebody else's dumb shit.
I know.
Do something else.
No,
I have been for the last question.
One question. I don't know where we at in time, but I really, really need to know this. Seeing how nobody is perfect in life, nobody is 100%er. If you can put a percentage on a person, what is the ideal percentage that a person or you should be looking for in that ideal mate? Because it all goes back to what we said, you know, like I said, it might be that one thing where it's like, oh, fuck you, I'm out. But what is the percentage to where it's like, you do that dumb shit, but I can look past it.
That's a good question. Might have to think about that one.
I mean, don't always
be that
one.
It goes back to our list that we did. I mean, we have about 15 minutes left in the show, and we do have a couple of announcements right at the end. So I can't put my numbers together right now. I have to do some thinking and some soul searching.
Is that a question we need to leave for next time? That's a question we need to leave for next time?
You know what? We may not have that conversation on the next show, because the next show that we'll do will be something else that will be a little bit deeper. And
definitely.
And so,
well, let me get this out. Let me get this out there. To my brother, we definitely need to collab on something. I don't know. Maybe we can put all heads together and come up with a great event, but this knowledge that was displayed tonight really needs to be out there in the atmosphere. It really does. So maybe we can do an exchange of emails or something like that, because we really need to set something up to where everybody needs to hear this. And take it state to state, world, country to country, whatever, what it is. So.
Well, you know what? I believe she tagged you on a post on Instagram with both me and you on there. Just hit me up on there, and we'll go from there.
Definitely.
I think I tagged you both on Facebook and Instagram, so it's there.
I got one more thing to say, though. Shout out to everybody that was listening tonight. Also, this Instagram shit, fellas, ladies, stop looking for love on social media. This is not blackpeoplemeet.com. This is not eharmony.com. It's Instagram and it's Facebook. Use it for what it's used for. Chuckles, okay? You will not meet your person, your ideal mate, on Instagram and on social media. You will not meet your ideal mate in the club, and you will not meet your ideal mate sliding down the pole. No, it's not going to happen.
Wait a minute.
I'm out.
You do not know. You might meet her at a pole dancing class, and she's sliding down the pole. Don't say that about her.
Nah, I'm talking about the ones when you throwing out your rent money. That's what I'm talking about.
Yo, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about that.
He said your rent money.
I actually know somebody whose actual ideal mate, the person in which, you know, they're very much suited to be with, they actually met in a strip club. I mean, like, straight up and down, like, in a strip club.
They still together?
Yeah. Mm. They was friends first. You know, like, that's why I'm, like, me and you, we not even in the same household at that point in time when it comes to social media, all these different places. I believe that you can find the person in which you choose to be with, the person in which you want to be with, or the person that you may be destined to be with anywhere. It don't make a difference on whether or not it's social media, or you can be in a church, or you can be in a fucking Barnes & Noble, or you can be at a fucking, at a disaster zone and find somebody that you perfectly suited to be with.
Well, let me narrow what I'm talking about then. If she is on your counter, on her own countertop, you know what I'm saying? With the butt cheek up, or she's on the whole countertop doing all of that, and then next thing you know, she posts about real men, that's not what you need to look for. That's all I'm saying. If she's a stripper, you know, you got to take the good with the bad with that. You got to. I can't really see myself personally with a stripper, but some people can, just like some people can see themselves with a porno star. It's what you willing to tolerate. And good relationships, like you said, my brother, I'm coming back in the room, good relationships can happen anywhere, club, church, wherever have you. But also you have to know, you know what I'm saying, you have to know what person you're dealing with, because even if you looking for a mate in church and you think that's your mate in church. Next thing you know, you might be walking with the devil. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that I can agree with.
Boy, did the men leave the women speechless tonight?
No. No. Nah, that doesn't happen often. Okay, so Bella is stupid. Okay, because I'm not going to take her serious right now, but she says she can't find love on Tumblr either. And no more, she says she's doing no more Bella Nightgram. She's stupid. She has issues. But we love each other. Thank you so much for hanging out. And
Bella, you're looking for love in all the wrong places.
And you never know what you can find. You never know. I mean, I personally may not be looking for it, but you never know. It's to each his own. Whatever makes your boat float, they let it be. But we are in the last few minutes here of the last 10 minutes of the show. And I have absolutely enjoyed this conversation that you guys have had. And it has opened up so many lines of communication and things that need to be addressed. And so I appreciate it. And Bella says, follow her on Instagram at Bella_ask Bella. Wait a minute. Let me reread it. Ask_Bella_Tiffany. Love you. And she's on my Instagram. You can see her. I've tagged her in success before. This has been interesting. Even though the conversation did not go far left, I am surprised because sometimes that happens. And I'm surprised, I think. Are you surprised, Taylor? Because I was expecting so far left. And
yeah, like she was literally
some
worried.
Type of trouble, and I don't feel like I've been in trouble today.
No, I'm actually. I this was a good show. Yeah, exactly. This was a very good show. Very enlightening.
Because now we can see some of the things that guys think. Because we sit around as women, we try to figure out what the hell is he thinking? Like, what the fuck? What is going on? So, and that's even conversations, just having conversations with my girlfriends, and we're sitting around and we're having brunch and we're drinking and we're trying to figure out, you know, what is the next move in a situation, and we haven't talked to the person that the situation is about. So definitely communication is out there, and not dealing with no dumb shit going forward. I've enjoyed my time. I ain't even drank all my drink. I was too busy listening.
The key to all of that, ask a fucking question. That's it. Ask a question. If you don't understand something or you want to know something, just ask.
But sometimes if you ask people questions, they give you this so PC answer that you'd be like, what the fuck are you talking about? That's not even the goddamn question that I asked you. What are you talking about? Some people do that.
Ask a specific question.
You can be specific. You can say, so we're going to be, so the takeaways from tonight's show is be more direct.
And do not ask for something if you're not ready to receive it.
All right, so ladies, they put it out there. Be more specific, be direct, and don't ask for what you're not ready for. But when they ask for what they're ready for, I hope you men are prepared.
If she says she's ready, it's on that man to lock a dope girl down and build a dope life with her.
Okay. All right, I hear you talking. Well, we have a couple of announcements before we leave the show tonight. We will be on break for 2 weeks, guys, because next week my brother is getting married, so it's on a Friday night, so I will not be here. So, yeah, we're not going to have a show next Friday. And then the next Friday is actually the 4th of July, and I will be out of town. So,
We will be back on, what's that, the 11th of July. And at that time, we're going to touch on a topic that is kind of, is not of sexual nature. It's actually going to be something that's really near and dear to my heart. And I'm not going to tell you all what it is exactly quite yet, but it will be a good conversation that needs to be had between men and women. What else? I don't have any. That's one of the only things I have. Also, Brian, thanks once again. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and taking time.
No problem. Once again, Chasing Dreams Entertainment, man. www.chasingdreamsent.com.
And and me and Taylor will actually be out supporting Chasing Dreams Entertainment in August. So
oh yeah, definitely. Casting call, Charlotte, North Carolina. Models, poets, artists, showing your artwork, and any fashion designers, come out the club levels, Charlotte, North Carolina, August 2nd from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Also, everybody who knows me, that's my birthday bash. So what we're doing is a special contest that weekend as well, and we're just about to shut down Charlotte, man. And we're looking to do D.C. Stop the Violence in the DMV area 24 hours, man. No violence, man, for real. Just stop the violence. It's senseless, yo. And hopefully we can take it out to the tri-state area, take it down south, take it out to the West Coast, man.
Awesome. So, guys, I don't have anything else. I enjoyed myself. I think I'm going to drink my drink and then probably take myself on the bed tonight because I have a meeting tomorrow about good stuff. So I'll bring that back to you when we come back in July as well about that little venture. Taylor, honeybee, don't be dealing with no dumb shit. Thomas, thank you so much for being Thomas and giving us some insight tonight. I appreciate you. I thank you. You're awesome. Anybody else got anything else they want to say? Because we've got about 30 more minutes, and this little lady ain't saying nothing in my ear yet.
Always, always dare to dream, yo. You never know how far you can go. You never know. Like my man Thomas said, your plan A might not work out, but as long as you got a plan B, you Gucci. You know what I'm saying? For the young cats, Gucci for the older generation means you're good. But for real, keep going. I can't stress that enough. Keep going. Do not quit. Keep going, man.
Okay, well, I guess that's the end of my show for the night. Oh, I'm glad. I'm happy.
Yeah, this is a great show. Even though I was a little tardy to the party, it was still a great show.
Next time, don't be late. I don't care. Tell my babies to get their butts in the bed at a better time. It's 10:30. That's why I put it at that time. They're supposed to be in the bed. Hot dog.
The thing was, they were in the bed. It was just a situation that I got to talk to you about off the radio. It was in the bed.
Well, Bella, I'm so sorry. I don't even know. And it's on my calendar why I didn't say it. Okay, so Bella reminded me that today is National HIV and AIDS Testing Day. Know your status. Do what you have to do and protect your partners at all times.
Oh, yes. I did an HIV awareness event. I think about it was either last week or the week before. I cannot remember. I stay too busy. But please wear protection, man, and please know your status. It is important. There are a lot of people out here who have it but not disclosing it. Please, especially in the black community, please know your status. And if you have this, we can fight it and face it together. Please.
We appreciate everyone. Absolutely, we agree. So good night, everyone. I appreciate you all stopping by and hanging out with us. Be sure to check out the archives for the next 2 weeks and just go back to the old shows. Or you can listen to this one. I'll have it linked up in just a moment so that you can go back and take a listen. Everyone have a wonderful rest of your night and have a good weekend.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.